Now, a gardener from Bedfordshire is taking his former employers to tribunal, claiming he was forced out of his job for expressing Christian views. Barry Trehorn was hired to work in the grounds of Little Hay Prison in Cambridgeshire. But as he's also a Pentecostal minister, he volunteered in the prison chapel. Well, Barry joins me on the line now. Morning, Barry. What happened?
Good morning, mate. I was employed by as a horticulturalist at Little Hay Prison. And I was there for 3.5 years. But the time I was there, I was asked if I would help with the chapel worship. So I did worship in the with the young offenders and for the adults during that time. But I was asked to preach a minister. I was banned from preaching because I preached the gospel.
You preached what could be interpreted as a homophobic line from the gospel, didn't you?
Yeah, but the Bible says all scripture is profitable for doctrine. So we
don't like hate preachers of any religion, do we, or any creed? And it is hateful what you said.
Well, it depends what people call hate. If what God says is hateful, then
yeah. In this instance, well, first of all, this bit wasn't written by God. The Bible wasn't written by God. We must remember that it's written by men, and this bit
it's
is hate.
Inspired by God.
Yeah, but it's written by men. But this
inspired
bit is.
By God.
But this bit is hateful. I'll read it. It's from Corinthians. Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men will inherit the kingdom of God. That is hateful, isn't it?
Well, it's God's standard. No sin would get into God's presence.
Yeah.
The Bible specifically, Jesus, the first thing Jesus spoke about was repent for the kingdom of heaven is
at hand. I find the view that being gay is sinful, I find that view completely repugnant and disgraceful.
It's the same as fornication. They weren't picked out. They weren't singled out.
You can't hide behind. Well, I said loads of things, and it was part of a list. I find the view that because I've got gay friends, I've got friends that I've got blokes.
I know people. I work with people who are homosexual, but I don't hate them. But, I love them. God loves the homosexual.
Horrible, patronising, superior way that Christians, and it's not all Christians because some are enlightened, but in that horrible, patronising way that Christians,
not Christian, unless you're born again, the Bible says, unless you're born again, from your sin.
There we go. There we go. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You say you don't hate people, but it's in that kind of superior, patronising way that Christians and quite often born again Christians have when they think that they are better than other people.
Well, that's not the gospel I know. It's the gospel of love. The Bible says God is love.
That's not loving, though, mate. I'll be honest. That's not loving. That's hateful. Yeah. That's hateful. What you're saying is it a choice to be gay?
It's something that someone can choose to
they can't.
Turn away from.
No, they can't.
They can repent. They can be delivered from that completely.
I find what you're saying so obnoxious. Really do. I find it horrible.
It's the standard. God is holy.
As interpreted by you, a minority of Christians.
Says, the actual Bible says this.
Yeah, but not everyone interprets it in that nasty, hateful way.
The Bible is not a pick-and-mix book. You can't take one thing out and say that's okay for me and take another. The Bible is the Word of God, the whole Bible. The Bible says all scripture
it's written by men.
For doctrine.
Yeah.
No, all scripture is inspired by God.
Yeah, it's written by men. It's written by men.
But then that's your worldly point of view, because the world wants to do as it wants. The world wants to be in sin.
I'll tell you what I want. I'm going to tell you what I want, Barry. I want people just to be nice to each other and get on with each other. And if a bloke falls in love with a bloke, beautiful. Let them hold hands, let them kiss, let them get married. If a woman falls in love with a woman, fantastic. Let them get married, let them live together, let them sleep together. If a bloke and a woman fall in love, you can in a second, Barry. If a bloke and a woman fall in love, beautiful. The Bible, religion is ultimately can be boiled down to one word, and that word is love. What you're preaching is hate. Over to you.
Jesus died on the cross for our sins, not that we do what we want, to deliver us from the power of sin and death. It's not that we can just carry on living in our sins. It's because...
But it's not sinful, and this is where you're wrong, and this is where you're wrong, because...
That's your standard, which is not the biblical standard. Your standard is the worldly standard. It's the standard where we justify our sin. And the
Do you know what, Barry? Is that the fella's name, Barry? I find what you're saying poisonous. It's poisonous and it's hateful. Supposing there's people listening to this, right? Supposing there's a 15-year-old lad listening to this, right? And he's gay, right? And he's gay. And he's a little bit ashamed that he's gay.
Let me finish, Barry, before you spout your hatred.
Let me finish.
Bless your friend.
Don't patronise me, buddy. Don't patronise me, okay?
No one's patronising
me. Yes, you are. You are. God, you're obnoxious. Supposing there's a 15-year-old lad listening to this, right, and he's confused and he's ashamed because he's gay, he fancies blokes, he doesn't quite know what it is, and he's ashamed, but there's no reason for him to be ashamed. There's no reason for him, because he is different from, inverted commas, the norm, there's no reason for him to feel shame. And yet he'll hear you, and he'll feel ashamed. He'll think he's doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, friend. You can choose to live...
Please stop calling me friend, Barry, because we're not friends. I couldn't be friends with someone so hateful.
Choose to live... Well, not hateful at all. I've got no hate in me.
Apart from the gays.
God loves you. I love the gays. But God loves them. They can choose to live as they want. But God has a standard. God has a standard. And I was a sinner. I'm the worst sinner I know. I had to repent from my sin, turn from my sin. And Jesus Christ was my Lord and Saviour.
Okay, we're not here to listen. We're not here to.
Well, it's your opinion.
No, it's my, we're not here to preach.